Tantor Audio presents The Wickedest Lord Alive by Christina Brooke. Narrated by Elizabeth Wiley. Prologue. The young man who strode into her bedchamber that night was as darkly beautiful as sin itself, tall and elegantly proportioned, with an arrogant cast of countenance inherited from his patrician forebears. His hair held the obsidian luster of a panther's coat, worn a trifle longer than was the current fashion. His eyes, set beneath sleek flyaway brows, were so deep and brilliant a blue as to appear unnatural in the chancy light. Barely suppressed fury tautened his large frame. A flicker of panic passed through her. This situation was not of her making, he must know that. Would he punish her for it anyway? From what she'd heard and seen of this young nobleman, she suspected that if she showed fear, he would despise her. She didn't want to begin that way.
"Oh, thank goodness you're here," she said in a rush. "I thought I'd expire of nervousness waiting for you."
She was pleased to note her voice didn't tremble. Some of the ferocity seemed to leave him. He bowed.
"My apologies. Remiss of me to keep a lady waiting."
She burned to make a witty reply, but just then he stepped into the full glow of the candlelight, and she could not find her voice. Shadows outlined the chiseled planes of cheekbones and jaw. Dark locks tumbled over his brow. He was, without a doubt, the handsomest man she'd seen in her life. Instinct had told her to snuff the candles to avoid the embarrassment of exposing...